back to Gubin. Hello, friend, and once again we greet you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Oh, beloved, how wonderful it is to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, and to belong to him, to be his, and to be a part of the family of God. Well, we've been discussing temptation, the problem that every individual faces. Temptation, and how cunning and crafty it can be to lead us into its snares. And we're considering the method of temptation. If you will turn with me to 1 John chapter 2, we've not yet considered the method of temptation. And so I'd like for you to look with me to 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15 through 17. Here we see the method that temptation uses. And of course, Satan and the demons of Satan are the ones behind that, plus the flesh with indwelling sin. And so we notice here in 1 John 2, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Oh yes, beloved, he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. And so what is God's will? God's will is that we love one another. He said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. God's will is that we believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and accept Christ as Savior, for God's not willing that any perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so God's will is that we love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And so he gives us the method of the world system and the way that it operates. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh. And there it is, beloved, the lust of the flesh. Oh, beloved, that's something that you're going to have to deal with as long as you live in this physical body. The old flesh is going to stir up its evil lusts. Hold your place here and go with me to Ephesians chapter 2. And I want you to notice what we're told here in this handbook of the believer, the book of Ephesians. I love the book of Ephesians. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. And in Ephesians chapter 2, Paul writes, you hath he quickened, the old English word quickened or made alive, who were dead in trespasses and in sin. That was our condition before we came to Christ. Spiritually speaking, we were spiritually dead and separated from God. Verse 2, wherein in time past, before we were saved, ye walked according to the course of this world. That is, under the influence of the world system, according to the prince of the power of the air, that's Satan and his evil demons, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. And so we see the three enemies, beloved, of the believer. When we were dead in trespasses and in sin, we walked according to the course of this world. We yielded to the world system, and we gave in to the desires of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life. And that was the basis upon which we operated. And that's the basis upon which the unbeliever operates today. And you can see this so prevalent. You can see it in government. You can see it in the world system that's under the control of the prince of the power of the air. You can see it through people who are pawns in the hands of Satan and whom Satan uses to accomplish his evil purpose and his evil plan. And so, beloved, we see how that the world system operates. These three enemies, the world system, the devil with his evil forces and his demonic powers, and the lust of the flesh, these are the three enemies that every child of God has to do battle with. Remember, we're in a battle, beloved. We're in a spiritual warfare. Paul makes this clear in numerous of his epistles, that we're in a battle with the forces of evil and the powers of darkness and the demons of Satan. And we're in a battle with the old flesh that has indwelling sin in it, as we've already seen in the book of Romans, chapter 7. Those latter verses of that chapter reveal how that sin indwells the members of our body. And we're going to have this conflict between the indwelling Holy Spirit and indwelling sin in the members of our body as long as we live in these fleshly bodies. The lust of the flesh. And so we've seen how that sin is that which every man is drawn away, we were told in James, by the lust of his flesh. And thus we see here the method of temptation. Temptation comes from the world system. Temptation comes from the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. This is the way the world system operates. And thus, when you watch television, what do you see promoted? The things of the world that appeal to the flesh, and the lust of the eyes. You see all kinds of terrible and awful things that this instrument is being used for because of man's wicked heart and man's wicked mind, and he gives himself over to the lust of the eye. That's what pornography operates on, beloved. And that's what has infected the lives and the hearts of so many people, and violence that is seen. And so we're seeing violence around the world. It's increasing and it's exploding. And it's all a part of the flesh and indwelling sin that's yielding, our people are yielding their bodies to the devil and to do the works of Satan, to do the lust of the flesh, to walk after the lust of their eyes and the pride of life. The pride of life. Here is another thing that all of us stumble over, is the pride of life. We get our feelings hurt. Why? Because our pride's been injured. Why do we get upset when people says things about us that we don't like? Derogatory things. It's our pride that's hurt. We get offended. We get upset. We get angry. We try to defend ourselves when someone attacks us. We try to justify our actions and our behavior and our conduct. You see, the pride of life. And so these are the methods, these are the means that the world system and that Satan uses, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, to draw us into temptation. But, beloved, remember 1 Corinthians 10:13, there hath no temptation taken you, no testing, no trial, but such as is common to man. Other people have gone through the same trial. They've gone through the same temptation. They've been faced with the same temptation that has been placed before you and that you're struggling with and that you're fighting. It's something that's common to man. But remember, God is faithful. You remember the illustration I told you about the young lady that went on the date with the young man that had a bad reputation there in high school, and she thought she could handle it. And when things changed, he was told her they'd go to the movies, and he said, let's go get something to eat instead of going to the movies. She said, well, I told my parents I was going to the movies, and he said, well, there's nothing wrong with going to eat, is there? And so she said, well, I can handle that. And so there was one red flag, one warning after another, until that evening she found herself doing things she never thought she'd do. And she cried out, 1 Corinthians 10:13, and the Lord had sent deliverance. And so she told her Sunday school teacher, that scripture's not true. But it is true, beloved. God had given her opportunity after opportunity to turn away, to not be involved in that sin, to not yield to the temptation, to not give in to the influence of that ungodly young man. But she did not take the opportunities God gave her. And so God is faithful, beloved, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able to bear and to endure, but will with the temptation make a way of escape. She had numerous opportunities to escape. She had numerous opportunities to tell him, no, take me home. If we're not going to do what I told my parents and you told me we were going to do, then take me home. And she could have made him take her back home and not have gotten into all the trouble that she got into because of her trying to handle it in her own strength and in her own ability. Satan and the temptations of the flesh are very, very real. And the world system is very real with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. And, beloved, only through the Lord Jesus Christ can we have victory through him over the world system. 1 John tells us in chapter 5 and verse 4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Can we overcome? God says we can. God says we can have victory over the world, and victory over its temptations, victory over the flesh, victory over the indwelling sin in these fleshly bodies through our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one that's ready to help us, the one that's ready to assist us, the one that's ready to deliver us. So draw upon your resources in Christ by faith. Till next time, bye.